committing to be consistent, not only as a leader for your team, but in the way that you serve your clients. Otherwise, your brand experience completely rests on who's working that day.
We don't rise to the level of our goals and ambitions. We actually fall to the level of our systems.
You don't want to make the same decision all of the time. Can I have a time off? Can I do the thing? Can I do my mum's hair? Like, if you're getting all of the questions, the same questions all the time, it's probably a good sign that it's time to... Welcome to the Salon Owners Collective podcast. Hey, Joel.
Hey, Russ. How are you?
Pretty good. So next week, we are delivering the Freedom Framework. It's our two-day intensive.
Can't wait.
I know. It's going to be good. But it's because we believe that systems and processes are the very thing that will set salon owners free.
We absolutely believe.
Now, that's because what can typically happen in a salon is that there's a bit of like everybody doing different things if we're not careful, especially if we bring what I call imports, new people already qualified come into our business, they got trained somewhere else, and now they're a bit different. So how do we get everybody to do the same things? Because if you've got different team members giving different experiences to every client visit, then actually you don't actually have a brand, you just have a collection of team members doing different things.
Oh,
that's not how you build a brand.
It's heavy.
It's heavy. So if you want to build a brand, then consistency is everything. And that means the same experience for the client doesn't mean it doesn't matter if they see Sarah or Jemima. It's the same. But also, if they come to see Jemima, then they want to have the same experience this visit, and 6 weeks later they need to have the same experience.
Absolutely.
So Jemima needs to be consistent.
Love that.
And so how do we do that is we know that we need to have some systems and some processes, like just the way that we used to call it, this is how we do it here.
Yes.
The other thing is if you're experiencing people constantly asking you like what to do, how do I do it, can you do the thing for me, then probably you need systems and processes.
Yes, absolutely, you do need systems and processes.
But the mistake that most owners make is, and I know this because I did it myself back in the day, is that they think, oh, I must create systems and processes. I'm going to write a manual, procedures manual.
Love
systems,
a manual.
Systems, processes. And one of the things that stops most owners from creating said manual is there's a lot of work.
Yes.
You know, like it could be pages and pages and hours of writing documents. And you got to ask yourself, did the team actually read the document?
Yes.
It's a good question.
There's good intent, right?
Yeah,
it's like, I've got to get it out of my head.
Yeah.
So I love that. Like, get it out of my head, put it somewhere.
But there's no time. Because if you're building your business in the 15-minute gaps between the clients, then there's no space for building systems and processes.
Yes.
And then they finally do it, and they finally have 429 pages, and they present it to the team and say, here's the manual, I've bound it, here it is, read the thing. And then we wonder why the people don't do the things.
Yeah, it's too much.
And it ends up in a drawer,
yes,
collecting dust, like dying in the dust, and that's not good. Don't you think?
There's this quote, it goes, the road to failure is often paved with the very best intentions. And I think, you know, right behind exactly that situation, like big, huge 429 page folder of systems is really, really good intent.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that it isn't significantly ineffective.
We do agree though that we need one source of truth.
Yeah.
Do you know, like if there's one source of truth, then everybody knows what to expect.
Mm.
And we as owners can stop making the same decision all the time. Like, can I have Friday off? Well, no, can I have Saturday off? Well, did you know that we actually don't let people have Saturdays off? Not advocating for that, by the way. But, you know, you don't want to make the same decision all of the time. Can I have a time off? Can I do the thing? Can I do my mum's hair? Like, if you're getting all of the questions, the same questions all the time, it's probably a good sign that it's time to create a one source of truth. I know that when I created my one source of truth when I had the salon many moons ago, I suddenly realized that, like, now I have to hold myself accountable to the systems that I've just created.
Yeah.
But what was good about that is sometimes I would say yes to Jemima, you can take Saturday off, and then 4 weeks later, Sarah would come and say, can I Saturday off? And I would go, and I'd feel a bit annoyed at Sarah.
Yes.
And then I'd go, no, you can't. We don't let people have Saturdays off. And so I became an inconsistent leader.
Yeah.
So it helps us make a decision once and roll it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Very, very much so. One source of truth. I think the other one is that, like, if you don't have systems and processes in your business, all of a sudden your business becomes like that metaphor, the ball and chain. And you know this, but at my stag do, I was actually got a ball and chain attached to my ankle. It was a stag do, so you gotta indulge me for a moment. But carrying that around was really, really
because it was a real one, eh? Heavy.
It was a real one, and it was heavy. And I think this is what happens in business: is that it actually becomes like a liability. It becomes heavy. It becomes weighty. And so we've really got to think about the benefits of having systems and processes. And one thing for absolutely sure that I know is that if I could get that ball and chain off any quicker, I would, because it makes business ownership way lighter.
Yeah. Decide it once, roll it out. And it also means that you can walk out the door. You can walk out the door and the people know how things should be, and you've got something to hold them accountable, assuming that you've enrolled them in a good way. So I always believe that consistency builds a brand, and that starts from you as a leader, like trying to be or committing to be consistent, not only as a leader for your team, but in the way that you serve your clients. Otherwise, your brand experience completely rests on who's working that day.
Yes, absolutely.
And what client comes in on that day and depends on who's working. That's not how you build a consistent brand, for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, we want to be more scalable. We want to run a more valuable business. And I think one of the things we need to understand is that freedom is probably something that we're all interested in: financial freedom, mental freedom, and business freedom. And when we're talking about business freedom, I think the word that sits underneath that first and foremost is systems. So as you said, Riss, we're about to do an intensive.
Yeah.
It's all about the freedom framework. Systems and processes shall set you free. Should I share with everyone what we're going to be doing?
Go on.
Should I?
Go on.
So we're going to do five things. Really quickly, we're going to give our salon CEOs the criteria for, like, do I systemize this or do I not?
You shouldn't systemize everything.
No way. Yeah. You absolutely shouldn't systemize everything, because if you did, I think 479-page manual is what ends up happening, right?
And then it's out of date.
Exactly. So we're going to give them a criteria
to
be able to make really, really clear decisions. The second thing we're going to do is we're going to give them a framework for a system, because I say system, I don't know what you're thinking a system is. I don't know if it's the same thing you're thinking that's what a system is. Like, what even is a bloody system? So let's just agree, this is what a system is. It's made up of these five things. And that means that we can not only follow a system, but we can create systems, we can build systems, we can do everything with the systems. So that's the second thing. The third thing is we want to create a super convenient place, like a hub or something, to build, to access, to share those systems in response to the questions that you get each and every day, week, month, and year from your team, so that the system becomes the response, not you. Oh my gosh, how good. So we're only three in now. The fourth thing that we're going to do on our intensive is we're going to give our CEOs a little bit of a mental upgrade. Like, how do you actually approach the project or the evolution of integrating systems effectively into your business? And then last but certainly not least is we're going to take our own advice and we're actually going to give them an actual system for keeping the systems alive. If that makes sense. A system for the systems. Because as you said earlier, how many of us have either got a clear file or a folder or a Google Drive, and we've captured all that stuff, but it's not alive and it's collecting dust, or it's taking up space, doomed by our inability to keep it alive. So that's what we're going to do. It's going to be great.
I've had that before. You know, you create a system and then like few years later you go, oh, I wish the people would be doing the thing. And I'm sure we used to do a thing once, and that's because you had a system and a diet.
Yeah.
Hey, I just wanted to quickly interrupt you and say, hey, a quick thank you. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you're loving this episode. But let me ask you, have you ever felt like you reached the top of the mountain only to realize there's another even bigger peak ahead? So if you have hit the $1 million revenue mark already, but suddenly the strategies that got you here aren't really working anymore, growth has slowed, you're making bigger decisions, managing a larger team, and the weight of it all, well, it's a lot. It's exactly why I created the Salon Mastery Boardroom, and it's an exclusive place designed especially for salon CEOs like you, where you've gained a high level of achievement already. In the boardroom, we discuss high-level strategies, leadership insights, business model shifts, and things that we need to reach the next big milestone. Sometimes you just need a new milestone. Inside of Boardroom, you'll also be surrounded by powerhouse women and men, a powerhouse of community, and other million-dollar-plus salon owners sharing insights, challenges, breakthroughs, because scaling to multi-million dollars, well, you shouldn't have to do it alone. So if you're ready to take your salon and your leadership to the next level, let's talk. I'd love to invite you to a complimentary million-dollar strategy call. We'll map out your next steps, explore how Boardroom can support your journey. All you need to do is click now. I've put it in the show notes of this episode. Let's talk about your business and see if we're the right people to help you with your next step. All right, well, that's enough for me. And let's get back to the episode. So to create a system or not to create a system, a really simple way to decide that is if the same problem keeps coming at you. And I reckon like three times is a charm. So yeah. If you have the same what I call fireball, you know, sometimes it feels like somebody got out the pellet gun and they're just spraying you with like, can I, should I, would I, demand, I want.
Not
just team, that's clients and all of the things. So if you have the same fireball coming through, being thrown at you like three times, it's probably going to be a reoccurring problem. And if you don't systemize it, it's just going to keep showing up.
Absolutely.
So it is a good kind of rule of thumb.
Yeah.
And it's better than correcting people after the fact if you can do that and get in front of it. A reoccurring event is a good thing to make a system out of, because you're going to do it more than once and you might as well tidy up and stop making decisions every time the event turns up. And just don't document things that are just like one-offs. That's a good, super simple rule of thumb.
This next one, I'd love to invite you to talk about it a bit more, Riss, but like this is something that's really, really important to me, is if it's not in a folder collecting dust in a drawer, if it's not on a Google Drive, I mean, where even is that Google Drive link again? Like, where else could it be?
Well, it's good that you asked that. My salon CEO is designed to house anything and everything that the salon owner needs to run the business. Now, I'm going to call it the back end of the business, like the heart and soul of the business. So if you think of booking software, runs the front of your end of your business. Calendars, client appointments, client histories, all of that client-facing stuff, that runs the front end. But my salon CEO runs the back end. How do I pay my people, my next pay rise? How do I become a profitable business? How do I run team meetings and capture all of what it takes to run, manage a team consistently, grow them? And what's the foundation of all of those things is what we call the My Salon CEO Hub. It's the place that you put your systems and processes in so your team have access to it. Because it's one thing to create a document or even to put it in the My Salon CEO Hub, but if your team don't have access to it, they're still going to come and ask you, and you have to go and find the system and then tell them what the answer is. So we need to put it in the hands of the people that are actually running the business on a day-to-day. And so in My Next Pay Rise, which is the app for the team members who are in control of their career pathway, all of your one-on-ones and meetings and talent development, also have access to your salon name hub, how systems and processes, onboarding, offboarding, apprentice training, consultation training, all of those things that you want to standardize in your business need to live in a place that not only you have access to, but actually is alive and breathing for your team.
So let me just get this straight, so that maybe in the past, if I had my systems and processes printed out in a folder, and someone asked me a question and I wanted to keep the system alive, I have to give them the folder or the bit of paper. If I've got it in Google Drive, I'd have to say, hey, I'm going to send you the Google Drive link later. But what you're saying is that now we can in real time send people to the system in an app that they have on their phone.
Correct. So you can do it either in a chat, like if you're having a DM with your team member, like get out of social media, it's too distracting. Yeah. Have a place that's dedicated for owner, team member communication, you know, because you don't want them, you know, there's this thing about coming into their own personal time and using social media, it's not that great for that. So have a dedicated workplace. You can talk about their next pay rise, what they're going to work on next, what's their development, and hey, you're not doing consultations. Don't say it like this, the way that you should.
Yeah.
In a better, more leadership way. But so either in a chat or in your one-on-one meeting, and you can directly in the meeting give them the link so they can just go and do that. Sign them a couple of tasks. They do this, do two of those, one mannequin, and I don't know, whatever
it is. So good.
And then they're assigned it, and now they're responsible, and it's on their phone, and they're accountable, you know, to you and themselves.
We spend a lot of time, Riss, in coaching, helping CEOs with hard conversations, and there's a lot of fear of confrontation. I think just like what I'm hearing in the background to all of this is like this system reduces a lot of that, as well as means that the owner doesn't have to repeat themselves over and over again.
And it kind of takes the personal conversation out of it and just keeps it really professional.
So true.
And now the team member is accountable to the system, not to you as the business owner. And that's just a huge weight off.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Based on what you've said, I'm hearing leverage, like a lot of leverage for the owner in their time. Yeah, it's so good. Okay, what else?
Okay, I just want to actually jump in here and say it's really tempting to go, oh my God, now I can create all my systems because I have a framework, I have a place to put them all.
Yeah.
But I want to give you permission to not tackle everything at once. Like the goal is not to go in a hole for 2 weeks and write out every single system that's in your brain. Like, don't do that.
No boiling the ocean.
No boiling the ocean. Like, that's just going to put too much pressure on you. You've still got a business to run in the meantime.
Absolutely.
And also, it's not that efficient to just go from memory and write stuff out. So I want to give you permission to, like, chunk it up. And a good way to start is to just start. I call it the 1% rule, actually, or eat an elephant one chunk at a time. Just as the problems and issues come up and you're like, oh, my God, this is the third time someone's asked me that, like, this week, do that one. Just so you get out of being reactive and firefighting. And then that's going to start to free up your time. Or you could put aside a time once a month that you're going to spend 3 hours doing it. And during the month, you clock in your brain and you park it. There's a system for that, by the way, in My Talent CEO. Park it. So when you do it on Friday the 31st, you know all the things that you want to tackle. It just makes it a bit more efficient.
What I heard there is instead of being reactive, like you're actually being like responsive or proactive, you get to choose. But overall, it's going to bring a real sense of calm to this whole systemizing your business.
We actually have a system, which we're teaching. It's a system, funny, system for our system. It's called 40-40-20. And when you follow that formula, it means that the team adopts without friction and actually takes it on board. And you don't have to do all this upfront work and then, you know, you give it to the team and either they don't do it or they reject your ideas in any case.
Yeah. The last thing that we're going to do at Intensive, as I said earlier, is we're going to teach our CEOs how to keep it alive. I think probably most people realize the potential value of a system, but why is it that so many of us have been unable to keep those alive? And so we're going to keep this really simple, give people a 12-week game plan on how to keep those systems alive, not just from when we deliver it, but ongoing through time. Like, we absolutely want to make sure all of those systems stay alive. Everything from how do you roll out a team workshop, what's the annual plan, and how do we ensure that ultimately these systems give us a high return on investment. So many of our CEOs have invested, just like you, massive amounts of time, money, and energy into their business. And I think we all deserve and want a high return on investment. We want the profit to go up. We want the revenue to scale. We want our team to be retained. We want the average client spend to go up. And in order to experience a high return on investment, you and me both know that high performance is necessary. And what sits right underneath high performance? Repeatable systems that run your business. James Clear, someone that I follow pretty closely, I get his email every week. One of the things that he shares is that we don't rise to the level of our goals and ambitions. We actually fall to the level of our systems.
Ouch.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, you know, if today's episode has hit a nerve, I would say that's intentional, you know? And because next week we're going to go deeper and we're delivering the Freedom Framework, because ultimately we believe at our core that systems and processes will set us free from the fireballs and the mental weight, and not having to work more hours and try harder and just be the one that overworks. So if you've been thinking that Seller Mastery maybe is the right place for you, then this is your invitation. We only work with 5 people at a time because we want to work really closely with people, make sure that we give them a really clear goal and game plan and set a good strategy. So my invitation to you is, if you've been thinking about it, now's the time to apply, because we start at the end of the month. And the first thing that we would do is, if you apply, is that then you will be invited to book a call with me at the end of the month. And our goal is to do a bit of a strategy session, like, what's working in your business? What's not working? What are your goals and aspirations? But what's the gap? Like, what's stopping you from getting there? And then my goal is to help you build a 12-month game plan. We call it a game plan. It's a bit of a strategy plan. And then when you come to Seller Mastery, our goal is just totally to help you implement that strategy plan to get you to where you want to go, get you to the $1 million. So we're open now if you want to apply. Otherwise, that's a wrap from us. We're going to go and finish getting ready for our intensive next week. And thanks for joining me.
Systems and processes will set you free.
All right. Same time, same place next week. Ciao for now.
Ciao.